In a huge victory for the tobacco industry, a Florida appeals court today threw out a record multi-billion-dollar verdict in a lawsuit brought on behalf of Florida smokers. In 2000, a Miami jury had ordered the nation's top five cigarette makers to pay $145 billion in punitive damages after finding that the tobacco industry deceived smokers into using a deadly and addictive product. NPR's Debbie Elliott followed the trial, and she joins us now. Debbie, what does the appeals court say were their reasons for overturning that earlier verdict?
Well, they issued a really highly critical 68-page ruling. It was Florida's Third District Court of Appeals. They called the two-year trial a fundamentally unfair proceeding and went on to say that the misconduct of the smoker's lawyer in the case, Stanley Rosenblatt, tainted the proceedings with what they termed racially charged appeals to black jurors. The result, the court said, was a runaway jury intent on punishing the defendants simply because they were tobacco companies. The opinion called the $145 billion verdict excessive and in violation of state law. It was the largest punitive damages award in American legal history.
And the appeals court is also saying, as I understand it, that the case should never have been tried as a class action lawsuit.
Right. There were a couple of key legal issues it brought up, and that was one, that the case shouldn't have gone to court in the first place as a class action because there really isn't enough in common among the estimated 700,000 smokers that were represented in the lawsuit to group them all together into one case. Secondly, the trial court essentially put the cart before the horse, the appeals court said, by allowing the jury to decide this lump sum punitive damages award for the entire class of smokers before it established the amount of liability that cigarette companies would bear for the smokers' injuries. The court said that Florida law requires that a defendant be found liable before any punishment is imposed so that punitive damages can bear some sort of a reasonable relationship to the harm caused.
Mm-hmm. What implications does this reversal today have for other smoking lawsuits?
Well, I think you could say that it's another indication that courts, both at the state and federal level, are very reluctant to group smokers together in class action cases. The tobacco industry has been extremely successful in preventing class actions from being certified and allowed to proceed to juries. In fact, this was the first time a class action made it to trial, and there have been few since. Philip Morris USA is likely to cite today's decision in its appeal of a recent $10 billion verdict in an Illinois case. That was a class action over light cigarettes. You know, lawyers for the tobacco industry have argued for years that there are just too many individual behaviors that vary from smoker to smoker to be able to lump them together in one lawsuit. For instance, how much somebody smokes, what brands they like, how old they were when they first started, or even what kind of advertising or other information that they've been exposed to about cigarettes.
Well, the tobacco industry has got to be happy with this decision today. Stock prices on tobacco stocks did go up.
Oh, yes. This was very good news for the industry. It eliminates what you could probably call the single largest threat that's facing an industry beset with litigation. Tobacco firms had claimed that if they ended up having to pay this $145 billion jury award, it would leave them bankrupt. And the Florida Appeals Court agreed with that argument. In fact, in their ruling, the judges said this verdict represented something like 18 times the defendant's net worth and would have driven them out of business. The appeals court said that's in direct violation of Florida state law.
With this huge verdict thrown out, Debbie, what's the next big tobacco case that people are watching?
Well, first of all, we should note that this case isn't over by a long shot. Lawyers for smokers are very likely to appeal the ruling. They can ask the full District Court of Appeals to look at it and then go on to the Florida Supreme Court. And there are literally hundreds of individual smoker lawsuits that are out there pending in courts across the country. They don't have the potential for the kind of huge damage award like we saw in this Florida case. But one that does is the $289 billion racketeering lawsuit that's been brought by the federal government to recover what it spends to treat sick smokers.
Okay, thank you, Debbie.
Mm-hmm.
NPR's Debbie Elliott.